Did you get it? Did you?
Yeah, no, I think we did. Yeah. What was that? What did you roll in that roll?
Oh, I don't know.
That was just trolling. It didn't matter. Oh no.
All right. So last time on Dungeons and/or Dragons, you had managed to arrive in Hokkaido, where you returned the God-touched owl of Rensla to the Rinslin Church inside of Hokkaido, which made you all very quickly and with very little effort on your part heroes of the city.
Yeah, right.
You get to meet the queen. They let you stay inside the royal guest house. And they're going to throw a 7-day celebration in your honor.
Wild.
Guys, should we invite Tippletoe to this? I feel like
no.
She
knows. No.
She should stay hidden forever.
You're right.
She should change her name and sew on a new face.
No, because Chris pointed out how easily this was, and I was like, yeah, we didn't actually do that much, did we? We just showed up.
We put our asses on the line in front of that archmage,
though. Yeah, we
did. We're going to get
fucked. That's
fair.
She knows our faces now.
We deserve a little bit of a party before we die.
Before we have to take on an archmage? Yeah.
Before we're murdered in our sleep.
I just find it funny that we happened upon the God-touched owl.
Yeah.
I will also point out that y'all's mage-killing record is pretty good, so who knows?
Fair enough. Do you think she knows our reputation? She probably does now, since I introduced us as the Horn and Claw.
Anyway, having arrived and being put up in the royal guest house, a modestly named house is actually one of the largest manors that you've ever stayed in. You all went off to the public baths to have a nice relaxing soak, where you met a wantee named Nara, who agreed to maybe help out with your demon problem. Tony almost incited a panic by describing the demon problem in great detail and loudly in the room with the full of people, but you all were able to convince them it was a jape, which... Tony has big character energy, so that was not hard to do. Meanwhile, Inari crossed paths with Hitoshi, the fuckboy, and managed to impress him with how much little she cared about him.
That's Inari's favorite targets.
Yeah. So, you all did a little shopping and picked up a wand of magic detection for Tony. A cloak of the Montebank for Inari, and then found that the wand shop had a 100,000 gold piece magic wand called the Spindle of Fate, which you oohed not over a little bit. You also considered getting a master figurine that could turn into a talking dog, but thought better of it for some reason.
Why did we decide not to?
I don't know, Tony didn't like dogs.
Oh.
So you thought about getting it just to, like, as a deterrent for Tony shenanigans?
Did I?
Yes.
Man, that's interesting. Okay. I don't remember that at all.
You're like, I can get it and then bust off the dock. you decided that even though most of Hokkaido is pretty lawful and well-behaved, you decided you wanted to find some mischief and found your way to the southern part of town and to the small Minami Prefecture, which moving from quiet, respectful parts of town to a rowdy place with drinking, lechery, and fighting in the streets, where booze vendors hand out little clay pots that people can refill for cheap and then throw in the alleyway when they're done. You managed to find a fighting arena here, and Taiga decided to try to give you all a little bit of a heads up on becoming famous, fighting their undefeated prize champion, Bunko, a four-armed Vidalkin who, when they go into their barbarian rage, becomes jacked as shit. The gold-scaled kobold Katsu whipped the crowd into a fervor. You all bet heavily on yourselves. And despite a very close fight...
I won!
And thanks to Tony's generous use of a late-night token, you were able to defeat Bunko, win a shit ton of money, and the respect of the crowd... And the disrespect of the owner, who was a little put out by how much money he lost that you all...
Sucks to suck.
Made 100 platinum off that.
So, you all headed back to your place, except for Inari,
platinum, right?
Who headed off to Fuckboy Manor. Or fuckboy guest, fuckboy full house. He lived in the back of his parents' estate in the small, the smaller estate. You all woke up the next day to a lavish breakfast and a letter from the queen, surprisingly laying out festivities that were customized for each of your personalities. The first day being the announcement of heroics and the parade in your honor. The second day being the day of song, which will be featured Inari. The third day being the day of magic, featuring Tony. The fourth day featuring the individual melee, featuring Taika. The fifth day featuring the 24-hour artificer competition, featuring Shims. The sixth day featuring a grand team melee, where you all are able to test your prowess against another adventuring group. And then finally, on the seventh day, the grand family feast, including the presentation of the royal boons. The letter also let you know that you guys could change anything that you didn't like, and that Toshiro would work with you to determine appropriate boons to ask for from the queen. Abe, the house butler for your guest house, let you know that Toshiro will be arriving soon to escort you all to Kamiko, and that's where we'll start after we eat.
Food.
Hey.
Stopped early.
All right.
Betrayal.
All right, everybody. It is the 15th of Lean. It is Moon's Day, Fantasy Monday.
Boo.
I moon you.
And you all have just finished up your... It's the day where Inari just shows her butt to people.
I mean, every day, right?
I've got the... What is it? Pooter lace or whatever?
Oh, yeah. Aww. The poop shoot lace.
What? Oh, right. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
That's how the last session started.
The boom boom lace.
What are you
Do
saying?
You want to hear something really, really horrible? And I'm sorry in advance.
Uh-oh.
Look at your tattoo.
What?
The butt crack and the laces.
Oh my goodness.
Sorry, bro.
You could finish that out.
Just have two cheeks. Just saying. Sorry.
So.
Anyway.
We're in a fantasy world. You're in Hokkaido. A lot of you have just finished up a very lavish breakfast and have finished reading the letter from the queen. And you know that Toshiro will be arriving momentarily to escort you to Kamiko.
Who's Kamiko again?
The moonfolk wizard that's the...
Oh, the wizard.
And is the announcement and parade the next day or today?
Today.
Okay.
Okay. This afternoon. All
right.
So if we have any changes that... I don't, but they would have to be made, like, immediately.
Tokyo will almost certainly be asking.
Okay.
And so is today the announcement of heroics and the parade?
Yes.
Okay, nice.
I'm, like, a little nervous that, like, some shit's gonna go down.
Of course. Like, whenever something like this happens.
I mean, like, I feel like, I don't know.
Remember, this is like how we met Tybalt.
I feel like the
melee. I was gonna say.
Dang it, that's way too on the nose. Wait, did we...
Ooh, hold on, I gotta update my notes. Like, new pseudo love interest for Shin.
Did we tell the queen and all of her people about the archmage? We did, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, good.
I'm like, is she gonna like get in the thing and like have somebody kill us?
Yeah, or like drop a meteor shower on us? Because she's certainly more powerful enough to do so.
Sorry. That's to just think
so. I think about having powerful enemies is the potential for chaos just increases exponentially.
Exponential is right.
Alright, so. Is there anything you want to do last minute preparations before Toshio arrives?
I don't think so.
Alright, so.
I want to polish up my staff so that it's extra impressive for the cool sounding wizard lady when we meet her. She sounds very cool.
Suki says, don't forget to polish me.
Of course. And I give her, like, as you know, a fun little spa moment. Whatever the equivalent of
I feel like it's almost like applying a new skin in a video game on her. It's like Suki fancy outfit.
I'll
help. Hell yeah.
Suki fancy outfit.
Which is basically just Suki, but she has a little top hat now.
Oh, oh my god, snakes and top hats. Adorable. Snakes suck, but snakes and top hats are great.
Sorry.
Shems, is, are you, is your artificer ability something, could you make this cloak smell like the stuff coming out of it, the smell coming out of it, like a lovely, perfumey, light scent instead of...
Oh, dunk it in her bucket of seawater.
That's I can.
It's gonna make it smell better.
If yeah, I switch up my infusion a little bit.
It's her perfume of bewitching that she carries around in a fucking bucket.
I will say, Shem, that if you're willing to drop, let's let the dice decide. 300 gold pieces.
I will pay you 300 gold.
I will say, for 300 gold pieces, you can modify it to produce whatever smell you'd like.
Oh, the,
Her cloak of the Montebank.
The cloak?
It always has a sulfury smell to it.
I will give you...
Oh, hell yeah.
300 gold. I'm just gonna do that now. So you have it.
No, I wanna pay for it. Listen, Shems adores making fun things for you. So... I'm using my own money for this. This is, like, as much for me as it is for you.
It really is. You guys are like, let's get that smell out of here.
I'll pitch it if you need to. I mean...
So, yeah, go ahead and drop it, and I'll say so that the rich, next time that you have access to a magical forge, you can do it.
Thank you.
Oh, we should ask the wizard if we can get access to a magical forge. Like, not as a boon, but just, like, as a rent-by-the-hour type situation or something.
Yes. In the meantime, I don't want to, like, I am still going to put my perfume of bewitching on you, and I can switch out, oh god, this eraser is bad, but I am going to put my perfume of bewitching on you, so that you
Thank
don't
you.
Smell bad when we meet the wizard.
Thank you. Just douse me every once in a while.
Just a little spritz.
Yeah.
I'll carry the bucket.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do that while she throws her hair back.
Throws her hair back, yeah.
the little aerial moment.
Yes. splash.
Am I successful? Oh, no, I'm not. I would attempt to get it in your face and time it wrong at least once, but I rolled an 8, which is a 9.
All right, so y'all are splashing each other with seawater while you hear a kind of a chime at the door, and you see Abe walk over and open.
As the chime happens, I'm about to take it too far. Okay.
Saved by the bell. Abe goes over to the foyer and comes back a few moments later with Toshiro, who's dressed in his sort of polished paladin armor. And he walks up and bows to the four of you.
Do we know what he's a paladin of?
You've not asked.
Okay.
And he says, it is good to see you all. I hope you have a restful evening.
Yeah, good morning.
For sure.
Is
there any look on his face that he knows that what we got up to last night?
Roll me an insight check.
I will do that as well.
Oh yeah, that's a bitchin' insight check. 25.
I got a nat 20 for a 30.
Boom!
He got a nat 1.
Yes.
And so he is very, very. Clearly hiding a wistful smirk of somebody who's the folly of youth has long since been in his rearview mirror, but he yearns for it and is happy to see it having vicariously been going on with you all. So
love it.
That's hilarious.
Wait, I didn't write his name down. What's his name?
Toshiro.
Why did I not write that down?
Oh,
I did.
It was the session before, I think.
It's literally right there. I just didn't look far enough. Thank you.
Yeah, there it is.
He says, did you receive the letter from the Queen this morning?
Yeah, that's wild. A day each. That's a lot more than I anticipated.
Well, it is 7 days, so you've done a great service to this nation. Returning a relic that it has long, long sought after and long since been rebuffed from.
Excuse me?
Did you know where it was?
Oh, yeah, yes. I mean, many people here have made pilgrimages to Windhaven to touch it.
And you were rebuffed from it. The emperor person was just like, no?
Yes, the empire refused to return it.
Ah, love it.
They suck.
She said they were taking proper care of it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I fucking hate British people.
Is Windhaven...
Really what the...
analogous to Britain? They're not.
Well, they're colonizers. I think that's true.
That is verbatim what the excuse that people make to defend the British Museum is.
No, I know. I'm talking about Chris's world and what culture it's analogous to.
It's a mashup. But it definitely has a little bit of British colonialism in there.
Oh, no, I know.
Small little city-state that is conquered more than it should have. He says, any questions about the schedule? Any concerns?
No.
Who would we be fighting in the Grand Melee Tournament?
We'll be putting out a call for other adventuring groups. Peers, hopefully.
We should tell the, what was that group in Bronzeport?
Kestrel! Right!
They were very nice, and we were just like...
We should invite our rivals that we hate.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, hey, guys, thanks for inviting us!
Our good friends, Horn Claw, invited us to this thing! let's go give them a challenge, but let's make sure they win. It's their celebration. We don't want to take their glory from them.
We end up killing one of them by mistake, right? And they have to be resurrected.
Oh, God. Don't worry, you're just swinging your axe so hard, we'll cover it.
Ooh. Never mind, I don't want that.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
He says, good. We put out a call for adventuring parties. Of course, if you know any adventuring parties that can make it here in a few days that would be interested in fighting, they're welcome to attend. It's open to any group of four. So
wait, is it like everybody fights us?
Everybody fights each other. It's one grand melee.
So it's just like one big pit?
A free-for-all, yes.
Oh, and whoever comes out on top.
Is the winner.
This sounds very intriguing to me.
When are you announcing that today?
We will be announcing it today at the parade, the full schedule, but we wanted to make sure, of course, we chatted with you first before.
In our heads, we should go to the potion shop and fill the fuck up before the announcement is made.
Oh my god,
spend all of our money, buy all of the
for sure, you're right. Love it. Okay.
And then resell them when the prices are high.
I mean, yeah.
Colleen and I are on the same page. How much a supreme healing potion costs? 5,000 gold, doesn't it?
Supreme healing is 5,000.
Yeah. That's too much even for me. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So that is technically like a tier above where you guys are at in the game. Mm. So.
I can't imagine I'm ever going to hold on to more money than I currently have now. I'm a spender, not a saver.
What about in the game?
Huh?
I said, but what about in the game?
Yeah, I said what I said.
Like calls to like.
He says, so basically if this all works for you, then we will make the announcement today at the parade and the announcement of Heroic.
What time would that be?
Well, the parade starts at 2 p.m.
Okay.
Great.
And it's expected to last about an hour, and then the announcements of Heroics will be at that time.
I for sure looked at my watch.
You did.
For the fantasy game time. I was like, okay, we got... Oh, no, I don't.
Anyway. He says, speaking of for the announcements of Heroics, we just want to make sure, the names that you'd prefer to be announced by, the full names... whatever, however full you would like them to be. Obviously, your group is named Horn and Claw, but
Sweet Cheeks.
Anari's fine.
How long do I have?
I'm going to relay your to the Queen's people after we leave the house, but
okay. Everyone who is important, this is Chris. Everyone who's important in the Dvalian Peninsula now knows me as Taika, right?
Yes.
But I was going by Yana.
For a hot moment, yeah.
For most of the moments. Okay, Taika is fine.
What about you?
Shams al-Harar. All
right. We'll assume that Colin's going to say Tony. But...
yeah. Steve Buscemi, for sure.
Steve Buscemi. we'll actually pause it till they get the shoes back. Perfect. So Tony did
I see Sam in the little corner there. He's so cute. Oh, I love him.
So Tony, when they announced your name, do you want it to be just Tony or?
Yeah, but like a long E, like Tony.
So Shira beautifully notes that.
Oh, Tony can go. Tony can be announced last, and he's like the big finisher, you know.
I want two full breaths. And finally, Tony.
not two breaths worth, but you take a breath in the middle of it. Okay, yeah. Got it.
Jashira dutifully notes your preferences.
I understand if it's not possible, but, you know, shoot for the stars, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, how else did I get here?
I feel like Toshiro's, like, so polite that, like, he won't. Like, even if you were fucking with him, he would just be like, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so.
So is Tashira the one we're supposed to talk to about reasonable boons?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What constitutes a reasonable boon?
Well, he says, how about you just spitball? What do you want to ask for? And I can tell you if you are maybe a little too high or a little or you could go higher.
Okay. I have no idea.
The only thing I can think is that there's one item that I want that I can't afford.
Mm, what's that?
Rhythm Maker Drum plus three.
There you go.
But I'm sure there's other things. That's just the only thing I can think of.
Rhythm Maker Drum plus three. You said, now, of course, by plus three, you mean plus three on the altar. Scare.
Yes, yes. The most powerful drum possible.
It's a good thing Altair came along and quantified all these things.
Mm-hmm. It ups my... attack rolls and saving throws.
Oh, I'm aware of what it does.
Oh, no, I was letting Caitlin know.
No,
I know. Oh, you know. Sorry.
He says, I'm like that's a very rare power, but I think that's something we could accommodate.
Do we need to tell you by a certain, like, if I think of something else, or what's the situation?
He says, well, they'll be giving you the boons on the seventh day, so... if it's something that'll be hard to source, the more time the better. But obviously, you want to make sure that you're happy with your boons. And that they're appropriate for the queen.
Right. I think that'll be my base one, but I'll keep thinking.
Mm-hmm.
What about, is the metallic skin that I have, what?
Sorry, for some reason, when you did that, all I could think of was, like, you're doing, like, Wolverine claws. Oh. And I was just like, what if I had Wolverine claws?
Wait, can I give her Wolverine claws?
Quick roll.
Sorry, I don't know why my brain thought that. It's a very dumb brain. It just thinks dumb things all the time. But in my head, I was just like, is she going to ask for Wolverine claws?
That would be hilarious.
Shink, shink, motherfucker.
Yeah.
And right up my alley, honestly.
Sorry, what were you actually going to ask?
I mean, I was doing this because I was like, looking at my metallic skin.
Yeah.
Is my metallic skin, not common, but is it... something that is available, or was this a unique magical item that he made?
It is a unique magical item that he made.
Yeah, so you probably can't get a better version with higher AC.
No.
And I have to...
It is probably busted already.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Because I can't wear armor with this, right?
Right. You can use a shield, but not wear armor.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to use a shield. Okay, well then I don't know.
I know that's an ad, but I'd like to think that the Rhythm Maker's drum is $700.
$700 goddamn American dollars.
I either never realized this or just always forget it, but I can use it, I can play it once a day to get one inspiration back, a Bardic Inspiration feature back.
Oh, you need to make a note of that.
I do. I'm like, cool. That's so silly of me.
Well, do you have are you at the level now where you have like the refillable pool that refills every short rest?
I don't know. You know, I just...
Yep, resets on a short rest.
Nice.
But I guess it resets other bardic features too, like universal speech or whatever that is. You may not have that one yet. But...
Yeah.
But I'm also playing a bard at the same school you are.
Teach me
things. Anyway, Shem's, he looks at you and says, what about you, any idea what sort of boon you'd like from the queen?
I've thought about it plenty, and I know exactly what I want.
Oh, that's great news. What is it?
It's a surprise.
What? So you're gonna text him?
No, she doesn't know. She doesn't know.
I understand.
It's been a weird week. I haven't thought about it. I forgot we had to put thought into that. I forgot we had homework.
It's sort of homework.
Yeah.
And also, it's very much in Shims's wheelhouse to not know.
Mm-hmm.
You're just doing really good role-playing, Leigh.
The secret is to give her my exact personality.
This I'm always role-playing.
I mean, that's what I do.
Tashira looks at you and he says...
Of method acting.
Tashira looks at you, Tony, and says, I hesitate to ask, but do you have any idea what...
I mean, I know of a boon that I would like and that would be helpful for me, but... I mean, were you thinking anything?
No, this is something, this is absolutely driven by what you want.
Okay.
I'll tell you if it's appropriate or not.
The boon of the Archmage, where you can...
Oh, you're actually looking at the literal boons in the game. That's not actually what I meant, but I'm happy to look at those and see if that's something the Queen can do for you.
So where did you get this?
She's looking at epic boons in the DMG.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But, I mean, when you say boons, you're not saying necessarily classic, you know, like, defined boons, but you're thinking just, like, cool stuff.
Well, it could be,
And you said that the teleportation circle was not... like we were going to get that either way, that this is in addition to that.
Correct.
Okay. Could we get another teleportation circle?
He says, to where?
I don't know. What do you guys think?
I don't know.
So we'll have one here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we've got the ones over, yeah, and there's nothing halfway between the peninsula and Shatter Rock Island, right? There's like no little island we could like put something on.
Well, and a teleportation circle takes a year to make a permanent one, so it's not like something like if there wasn't one, there's no way to get one.
Oh,
and I mean you're gonna have teleport pretty soon anyway.
Yeah, I guess. I can't fly though. I'd like to fly.
Oh. Hmm. Some sort of magic item that would let you fly?
Yeah.
With attunement or without attunement?
Without attunement.
Yeah, right. That's your problem right there.
I'll see what we can do.
That's cool.
Like, could I get little wings that go on my hat? They're just like part of my hat, and so as long as I'm attuned to my hat, I am also attuned to the little wings on the side.
Your hat is already very rare. That would open up to legendary, which would be quite the ask.
So legendary is not really where we're at here.
She's getting a very rare item.
Okay.
I could also, I'm like, my AC is very low.
Mm-hmm. What's your AC? 14? Oh, shit, girl!
I know, that's why I get hit. That's why I get hit.
I don't love that. Can you carry a shield?
No.
Oh. She can carry it too.
Good one.
He says, yes, I will look into that. Of course, if there's, you know, titles or land, those are options as well, commonly picked options.
I mean, kind of. I would like to have a space for my siblings and I to live. And
you own a bunch of towers now, though. So
I know. I don't know that we need more.
Mm-hmm. Vacation spot?
Yeah.
What's, of all the boons you've seen given, what's been your most impressive one?
Put your fucking Juno flipping that back on me. I see you.
What?
Hey, go turn the light
on. What?
Please.
Yes.
You're like, you must pay for that.
Yeah, it got dark really fast.
Mm-hmm. Well, me personally, I'm biased. He kind of gestures towards his plate mail.
Mm-hmm.
He says, the queen granted me this boon.
Oh. Do you mind me asking what you did?
I saved her son from a dragon attack.
Oh, shit.
That's cool.
Her son was visiting a village to the east, and there was at the time, a bandit lord who was a gigantic blue dragon.
Mm.
I was not able to slay him, but I was able to chase him off.
And where is her son now?
Yeah, and how old is he?
And would she give us? Would I be
give
able
me
to
your son? Your son. Yeah.
Would I be able to get the wings on my hat if he were to be saved again?
he takes a very serious face. He's like, I do not know where her son is right now.
Hmm. Too bad.
With your passive insight, you know that he just won't tell you.
Yeah, understandable.
How old is he?
Tashira?
No.
The son.
Oh.
What's his name? What does he like to do? Where does he like to hang out?
What is happening?
I'm going to kidnap the queen's son.
And Anari,
so I can get
the
wings on my fucking hat.
I am so sorry. This is not a thing that's actually going to happen. Shems, can
Wait,
you
did
make...
you say that out loud?
Yeah.
Oh.
Shems, can you make me a squirt bottle for Tony?
I give you the
I mean, I didn't say I was going to kidnap him out loud.
Like, you did!
Well, I mean, I said it in our, like, in okay. our heads, but I was just... But I did say it in-game, in our heads.
He says he's 250 years old.
Oh, they're elves, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, but does he look like
it? Yeah, what does he look like?
He has quite a regal composure about him.
He's probably married.
He is single. He has been known to enjoy many pursuits, mostly in literature and music. And he is not in this country at the moment.
Ooh!
He says, I'll pretend you didn't say the kidnapping thing out loud because I've already picked up on the fact that you were quite a character.
I appreciate that. I mean, like, I obviously would never cause any harm to him, but I really do want those wings.
Did you just fucking threaten him?
No!
But the implication...
I said I would never do anything to him.
What,
sir,
what magic
what
items do you have equipped
you
right now,
Tony? To?
Why?
Oh,
you just need to know. I was like, are you going to attack me? I was just kidding. I'm a character.
She says being hauled off to jail. I'm just a character.
Your Honor, I was just being a little silly.
I've got the robe of the High Magi, the hat, and the barrier tattoo.
Mm.
Oh, that's right. I was like, why do you have the barrier tattoo?
That's probably also super light.
The barrier tattoo is higher than your robe. I was like, why do you have that barrier tattoo? And your robe also does that, but it is higher.
Can you get the wings on the robe? I feel like that's probably already very rare, though.
Can I be mutated into another creature that has wings?
Forever?
You don't want to be
well, yeah,
sexy?
I want to fly.
You could just get a cape of flying, and they're cheap.
But you have to attune to them.
Well, isn't there one that's not attuned? Like the boots of flying?
Boots of, all flying items are attunement, I'm pretty sure.
I thought Shems had one that wasn't attunement.
Isn't it is attunement, but I have an extra attunement slot.
Ah, that's why.
He says, we will work on the wings.
Thank you.
Let's just leave any royal scions out of it.
Yeah.
We will work on a boon for you that will perhaps let you fly.
Yeah, Tony, we're heroes right now. Try not to make us enemies of the state.
You get to the ceremony, and
I wasn't
going to
do
like,
anything
there's like,
bad.
There's like a drum and whatever sword she's going to ask for. And then just a trebuchet, and they're like, hop on, Tony.
Yeah, right. You don't joke
I'm
about
flying!
This thing.
Normally you fly, but you can only do it once.
Yeah. So, I'm kind of two opinions. So my sword is already very rare, right?
Yes.
So getting it to the next is super expensive, and that next level is legendary, right? So my possible luck in getting my sword upgraded is probably pretty slim, right?
It's going to require a quest.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And we talked about that. I didn't know if this was a skip the quest type of situation.
Nope.
Okay, cool. Could I ask for 20 uses, 20 oil of sharpnesses?
What's the rarity on oil of sharpness?
Very rare.
20 very rare items.
I mean, what's a potion, though, cost-wise? Very rare.
It is a potion.
It's a potion.
That is true. That does have the cost.
Yeah, so I imagine it's a lot less expensive.
So it's a very rare potion, you said?
Mm-hmm. Oil of Sharpness.
Ow.
Oil of Sharpness is a 5,000 gold piece item.
Wow. Okay, 20's a lot. But also, one is not enough. And I'm not interested if it's just one. Because it only lasts for an hour.
Let me read what it does for
okay.
a sec. He says, I don't know the 20 we could do, but... there's perhaps a quantity under there that we could work out if there's something that you wish.
It's the only thing that I've thought of so far. I could get another potion of longevity. Still so hilarious.
Ooh, that one sounds fun. A deck of illusions.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I just gave up one of those in another campaign.
Did it all get used?
I believe so. Alright, so he says he has to look into that.
Okay.
And Shams, of course, you think about it, and if you come up with anything, let me know, and if not, we can workshop some stuff, perhaps, later in the week.
Yeah. Thank you.
What about a carpet of flying? That doesn't require
that
attunement.
The rarity of the carpet of flying?
Depends on how big it is, right?
Yeah. It comes in 4 sizes, increasing its carrying capacity. Yeah, it doesn't say on this article.
It's very rare.
A carpet of flying is something we could do.
Okay. Oh, the bigger it is, the slower it is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just want it for me.
No, sure, yeah.
What if you get, like, 2 small ones and attach them to the bottom of your shoes?
Ooh. Ooh, like hoverboards, but carpets?
Yeah.
I cannot
There's
wait
a reason
to
I'm the artificer in this group.
The smallest one is 3 foot by 5 foot.
Yeah.
And then he does the splits, and he's like, whoo!
Yeah, even on the biggest carpet of flying, I don't think that I could use it.
Because you're so...
Well, you
I'm
can
so
fly anyway.
Yeah, but it's because my weight is quadrupled, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what my weight is. Yes. I guess I'm not 800 pounds, but still.
I think carpet of flying, and if I can get two small ones so I can ride them like hoverboards, that would be preferable.
No, I think we determined I weigh 1,000 pounds.
I think so.
With my metallic skin, so even you, on the biggest one, I couldn't.
You could ride the 5-foot by 7-foot one, but only at a speed of 20 feet. Because they can carry up to double the weight shown, but they fly at half speed.
So I could also do the 6x9, but it'd only be 15 feet,
yeah.
Which would be sad. Hilarious.
Hop on the carpet, it's just like... Now I'm imagining it's like an animated carpet from Beauty and the Beast, and it's just like, Sacre Bleu! Wait, do you have a bunch of dumbbells up there?
Nope, just me.
Alright, so. He says, well, this is a good first draft. Gives us an idea of what we'll be working with here. Shall we proceed onward?
Sure.
Alright, so we're going to go visit High Mage Kumiko. Who will be able to give you access to a teleportation circle and answer any other questions that you might have.
Cool.
Do you know, are there any, what are they called, forges around?
Artificing forges?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Are there any that are open to... people using?
He says, varies from person to person. Some might be able to rent you the space, though Kumiko might be able to set you up.
Right, cool.
I can't make any promises for her, so if that's not the case, don't blame me.
Is there a court artificer? Or would that be Kumiko, too? They would know.
Kumiko would know.
Cool.
Alright, so. He leads you outside of the guest house, and then through the gates of the palace walls and into the city. Leading you, actually, not towards the nicer district that you went to the bathhouse yesterday, but... in the direction of the Minami district where you guys were fighting last night.
Nice.
And so he starts to lead you there. As he's walking through the street, he just kind of points things out, interesting inns or taverns, or basically just kind of tour guiding you through the city. One thing you do notice is just that people recognize him and, like, you know, step out of his way, but not like out of scaredness, but more just some of them actually bow to him, like people wave. He seems to be a pretty popular and well-known figure throughout the city. And shortly before you get into the Minami district, he veers off to the left, and you skirt around above it and end up into a more industrial area where you see large blacksmith forges and farriers and tanners, and the occasional magical forge. You can tell the prismatic smoke rising from some chimneys that those are here. And you've entered Shokunin, the more of the industrial part of town. And here in a very nondescript building, he stops and knocks on a door. It's just like one story tall. Just kind of has kind of the arched, you know, roof that comes up to the point. Looks very nondescript. And he knocks on the door.
Any pattern in particular?
Roll me a perception check.
I think that's a 20. Yeah.
No, you don't pick up any pattern.
Okay.
He waits a moment. And at a certain point, the door opens, and you hear a voice say, please come in, guests.
Male or female voice?
This voice is kind of hard to say. It almost feels synthetic.
Okay.
And as you walk in, you see there's just a floating puppet.
Butler.
And the voice says, the top hat is to let you know where I am at. Please, follow me into the mistress's study.
Unseen servant, right?
Yeah.
Can they normally talk?
No.
No. Okay. I didn't think so.
This special sauce on the servant.
Special sauce?
Special sauce.
That's the servant's name.
Sauce.
Also, unseen servant, special sauce, unseen servant, sus. I don't trust it.
As you are led inside, you see that the inside is bigger than the outside. And you all walk down a steeply pitched stair into a what looks to be sort of a labyrinthian-looking library with walls lined with tomes and scrolls. As you walk through it, they actually shift around you. After a moment, you come into a room lined with books. And just sort of casually floating there with a scroll in one hand, you see a moonfolk for the first time. And I'm going to send you a picture in the group chat of what this person looks like.
So is this the same person that we saw the other day? Or did you just describe what a moonfolk was?
You haven't seen him.
Okay.
So this is... I described it above the table.
Above the table.
Just like I said, how I was definitely not going to kidnap the prince or the queen's son.
She looks up from her scroll and it rolls itself up.
Cool.
And she says, you must be Horn and Claw.
We are.
My name is Kumiko. I am the head magician for Nishima.
Cool.
She says, I am told that you have done a great service for the nation by bringing back the God Touchdown.
We're pretty baller.
Yes, that's what the queen said, though, in more forward words.
Verbatim?
Yeah, I think verbatim. Let's let that memory just... that impression gets to sit and stay.
She says, the queen tells me that you wish to have a teleportation circle into our city.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I would like to inquire the purpose of said teleportation circle before I hand it out to strangers.
Just the ability to move about the world easier?
Mm-hmm.
We're from the Dvalian Peninsula, so it's...
It takes a long time for us to get here.
Or alternatively, costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
Or a lot of favors.
Would you like to put some conditions on our...
She looks at you, she says, Judging by your skills, do you not have the ability to teleport?
I mean, I can to an existing teleportation circle, right? Like,
you have not mastered teleportation, then?
No. I'm not there yet. So, I mean, this is theoretically temporary until I... get that.
Well, and Tony would also know it's also just easier, even if you're using the higher level spell.
Yeah.
It's a guaranteed teleport if you use a circle.
Right.
You don't want to fuck around with a teleportation accident unless you have to.
Yeah. What she said.
She looks at you, Shim, and she says, that is a fiendish looking staff. Did you make it yourself?
I did, yes.
Are you an artificer, then?
Does she... I am indeed.
Yeah, what's her vibe?
Will you require the use of a forge while you're in our city?
Mm. Sorry, could you say that again?
Will you require the use of a forge while you're in our city?
Yes. If...
It was available.
You would be so kind as to... let me use one. I don't know where I can find one. but I'm always trying to make sure our group is well supplied.
And she looks at the rest of you and says, are there any other magical needs or concerns you have while visiting our city or nation?
I just hit shit with the shit she gives me, so no.
I also made that too.
And a different point to her
speaking.
She says, yes, I've noticed quite a powerful aura coming off of your sword.
She made it! Yeah! I hold it up. Hmm.
Fascinating. It is...
It's dope as shit.
Harness the power of wild magic.
Mm-hmm. It's actually a shard of a wild magic stone.
What did you? Where did you acquire this crystal from?
What's a vibe?
Yeah, what is...
Does she hate us? Or is she really monotone?
Yeah. Roll me an insight check.
I'm like, I'm nervous.
Fuck you! Nat 20, baby! For a 27.
29. Mm, I also got a really good roll.
Okay, I'll say... 21, you said total? 27 total.
Right? Because mine's plus 7.
Yeah. I will say with the 27, and that we honor a nat 20 in this house.
Yeah.
You get the idea that, like, her demeanor could very easily be mistaken for hostile or grumpy.
Mm-hmm.
She just seems very analytical and
okay.
curious,
mm-hmm.
But just has a hard time. Her bedside manner is very cold.
Not very emotional. That's fine. That's cool. What was your question?
Where you got the crystal that made your sword from?
From a wizard we killed. No offense.
Why would I take offense?
Because you're
for
a wizard.
For, like, good reason.
I
guess I live in there.
I have killed a fighter before, but I assume that you would assume that I would not be killing you because you were also a fighter.
Yeah, wizards are... No offense.
Offendable. Don't all wizards know each other?
Yeah. They're easily offendable. They're a little bit more...
Wizards walk like this.
Everyone else walks like this.
With the exception of Tony and his siblings, every other wizard I've met has been an unacceptable level of diabolical. I don't know if that's true about you. We just met, but...
Well,
we've also made a habit of killing wizards.
Have you been seeking out particularly diabolical wizards?
Yes.
Then it makes sense that those would be the wizards that you've encountered.
Yeah, did I answer your question? I think I forgot it twice.
You said you procured the crystal from a deceased wizard.
Yeah,
but you
killed
made deceased.
Him. Yeah.
Do you have any idea where he procured it from?
Tony, do you know?
You guys
didn't
do
he get it from Shadow Rock Island?
He did.
He got it from. Oh, okay. He got it from Shadow Rock Island.
Yes, I hear there is quite wild magics there.
We're planning a field trip there, if you're interested. Actually, you're magical. You're not interested. Never mind. Forget I said that.
Why would I forget that you said that?
Right. Okay. Rearrange this conversation. Forget that I said that in the colloquial way that it wasn't an invitation. You should not consider that an invitation.
Why should I not go to Shadow Rock Island? I feel you're warning me without warning me.
Because it's...
If
we'll
magic.
Decimate magical people.
Bad things happen.
We know of people who tried to use magic there. We know of a halfling who used a spell on Shadow Rock Island and has spent the last decade as a half plant in complete torment.
She considers that for a moment.
Uh-huh.
That is a miserable fate. I would not wish that on anybody.
That's the deal, right? They spent their as a half plant? Fucking wild, right?
Mm-hmm.
So magical people should not go to Shadow Rock Island.
Or not use their magic.
For sure.
Well,
at a minimum.
Yeah.
If a magical forge and a teleportation circle is all you need, then I should be able to provide that without issue.
I'm trying to
say this in our heads. But I'm like, do we need to research anything? Because this is an impressive library.
I was wondering that too. But if she doesn't know a lot about Shadow Rock Island.
That doesn't mean that she doesn't have books that do.
Yeah, that's true. We could see some stuff about, like, other planes of existence stuff.
Yeah.
Would that be helpful?
Maybe, yeah.
That's...
Yeah. Ooh!
What if we tell her about the situation?
Yeah, I think we should. Like, we could research if anyone else has attempted to make another plane of existence.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah, and also she probably knows about artificers, like the locals.
So, this isn't necessarily asking for a magical entry to something, but we're sort of on a mission, I guess you'd call it. Oh boy.
It's the same thing. Just leap into
it's a lot.
There's a situation going on that we're trying to mitigate. And
say more.
Oh, I will. fiends used to have their own plane, right? They no longer have their own plane. They are trying to make their own plane.
Yes, they lost their home planes in the calamity.
Mm-hmm. In their plan to make their own plane, they have hired artificing students or, recently graduated.
They were all adults who had graduated, yes.
Right after graduation, basically students.
You have to be an adult to make a contract.
It's basically like trusting me to handle the thing. Don't do that.
So all of these novice artificers, to help them create whatever thing they're creating to create another plane, and if they do it poorly, it will destroy our world.
And they're doing this at Shadow Rock Island?
We are 100% sure. And we have been trying to find adult,
experienced
artificers to help and do that safely. So maybe if you know of great artificers, or if you have access to libraries that might have information that would help us, or, you know, just, you know, we all could die because of this. It'd be nice not to.
She says, well, you should definitely check out the library. It is in the Daigaku district, or prefecture. She says, if you would like, I could place your teleportation circle near it.
Sure. Yeah.
Oh, you're going to place one?
In a manner of speaking.
What does that mean?
She says, I have a pocket dimension with a teleportation circle and a magical forge inside of it.
Mm.
She says, I'll place the entrance to that pocket dimension near the library.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's really cool.
That's cool as fuck.
Wow.
That's really
cool.
Thank you. And do you know any artificers who are well experienced but might be down to clown? I might be just trying to get a reaction. Did it? I know it got Chris.
Did it?
Not for her, but for me, yes. She is impassive. Yes.
Why would they need to clown?
Wow.
She says, down the clown. I've heard this expression before.
You have?
Yes. She says, what you're looking for is at the library. She says, they'll be able to help you more than me.
Okay.
Is there... with discretion in mind, do you have any advice on who to talk to or who not to say things?
You can trust any of the 12 master scholars at the library.
Right.
Master Erix is E-R-I-X. Is among the most senior scholars.
Oh! Right.
And I'd be happy to assist you, I'm sure. They do charge a fee for their services, but I assure you the value is quite worthwhile.
Thank you.
Awesome. I'm excited to go back here.
Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. She looks at you, Tony.
Hi.
She says, The queen has told me that there is to be a day of magic.
Mm-hmm.
I was to ask you if you would wish to judge or participate.
Oh, that's a hard one. Participate!
Then I will be the judge.
Okay.
Ooh. I feel like you would be a better judge. No offense, Tony. You're a performer at heart.
Yeah.
What will you be judging? Oh, sorry. Based on?
Most creative application of magic.
In your head,
I think I could do something this. Like that.
Got it in the bag.
I don't know. I'm not very creative. I really like to play by the book, you see. I'm just kidding.
She says, obviously there's humor in what you say.
It is true. It is known.
It is known.
Well... shall I take you to your teleportation circle?
Yes, please.
Dope.
She extends a hand, and a shimmering portal appears in the air, and she
Ooh.
Says, please step this way.
I go through first.
Mm-hmm. I'll go through next.
I'll go through third, I guess.
I'll go last.
And as you go through, Nari, she floats in behind you, and you all find yourself on a street outside.
Mm.
Next to you is a large two-story building that you would take to be the library.
Mm. Did Tashira come through with us?
Yes. Mm. And I'm here, too.
He has his own teleportation spell.
He just ran really fast.
Seems more like his vibe.
He despawned and respawned next to you. Because he left the area. he steps out. The portal shuts. And she looks. There's a building across the street that is just a little bakery shop. And on the brick wall next to it, she just reaches into a bag of holding and pulls out a door handle and plunges it into the brick. And a door sprouts from the handle into the wall.
Wow, cool.
And then you see a little number of it that appears above it. You guys were at 201, and it's now 201A.
Mm. So wait, can anybody open this door?
She says, no, it'll be restricted to the four of you.
Cool.
She says, I need all four of you to place your hands on it for a moment.
Ooh, like Twatsy.
She says, it'll get warm for a second, but do not remove your hands.
Ooh.
And she casts something, and it gets pretty hot.
Oh!
And then it cools off. And she says, you are the only four people now that can open this door. Not even I may open it.
Sir?
Cool.
Thank you.
And so, I'm sorry. Just for the crowd. At this point now, we can teleport into this dimensional space, and Shems just has consistent use of a forge.
She says, why don't you go in and see for yourself?
Wow. Open the door.
I thought we were getting just one time access
no,
to a forge.
We got something
like,
real
you know, like every once in a while. Just, like, this is just like I could just do this.
No.
Alright, so you open the door and walk inside and find yourself in a lovely almost looks like a cottage. You walk in, you see just sort of a large open layout with like paper sliding doors that are all open. In the center of the floor, you see a teleportation circle. You see a room that has four little bed mats in the corner.
Aww.
Like a little kitchen.
Wait, do we have like a headquarters now?
We have a headquarters now.
Oh shit.
And then you also see there's a little patio courtyard. That's walled in, but you see just sort of a purple miasma for a sky.
Oh my god!
There's a small but modest but serviceable forge.
Oh my god!
With the eight color flame rising from it.
That's cool.
I'm limitless. I'm so happy.
This is really cool.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, this is awesome.
This is so much more than I thought we were getting.
Right? Me too.
She says, well, thank you. This is something of my own creation.
That's pretty sick.
That's awesome.
She says, one of many that I've made, but this one is yours.
Wow, how many have you made?
Several dozen in various configurations.
Holy shit, you're powerful.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Queen shit. Queen shit. I love her.
What do you like to do for fun?
I like to research magical spells.
Hmm. That sounds fun.
Mm-hmm.
I also like to create my own.
Ooh. What's one that you're particularly proud of?
She just gestures at the space that you're in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. I'd be proud of that shit, too.
Rightfully so.
She says, fortunately, my position has provided me with ample resources and the ability to do research without having to worry about the small burdens of eating and living, or finding a place to live. So
thanks.
I'm quite fortunate in that regard.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
She says, well, library is across the street. If there is anything else I can do for you, please let me know.
Thank you. Great. Thank you.
Should we ask for her sending stone?
I was just about to say.
If she has one, she probably has one. I was like, I want to ask for her number. And she's cool.
Do you ask?
I tell Inari to ask. You do it.
So since, you know, you said if we need anything, let you know. Should we, do you have a sending stone that we can contact you with?
She reaches into her bag of holding and pulls out, like, this beautiful, opalescent, like, moon-shaped stone.
Wow.
Cool.
That's sick.
She's so fucking cool.
I pulled up my shitty...
yeah,
you're one iPhone. Nokia version.
Yeah. My
your sending stone goes, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
My razor.
She taps it.
Yeah.
And she says, well, I'll take my leave then. If there's anything else you can do during your stay here, feel free to ask. The Queen has emphasized to me that you all are honored guests of the state, and I should do anything I can to assist you during your stay here.
Well, that's very kind.
All right. And she begins to float back out the door. By the way, she never walks. She just floats everywhere.
Yeah, makes sense. If you would, why wouldn't you? Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would totally do that, too, if I had two... magic carpets fly on because two is better than one.
Is she probably using like a Tensor's magic floating disc or something?
No, you can definitely tell that she's not.
Taika doesn't know, but Caitlin.
Is it a racial ability?
There you go. That's pretty fucking cool! Make this class! Do it now!
Let me play it next
not class, race,
game.
Yes, I will do that. Alright, so Toshiro thanks her as she takes off, and he says, I'll see you at the parade today.
Cool. Yeah, I was spending some of my time there looking up Word of Recall, because like the ability to come here in an emergency would be great, but it's cleric only, so
yeah.
It's not possible for us.
Yeah.
Sadly.
Hello.
And there isn't a wizard equivalent, because wizards have teleport.
What time is it now?
Oh, it's still pretty early in the day.
Okay. So
Toshiro will guide you where you...
But we need to get them started on doing some research about Shatterrock Island and thing, like,
plane.
And then also we want to get to the potion shop.
Mm. Should we split up?
I think we can get them started on it and then all go to the potion shop, right?
Do we have other things that we need to do, Toshiro?
He says, no. He says, I just need to make sure that you are back on the palace grounds by 2 p.m.
Oh, okay. You're not going to follow us. I mean, you can if you want, I guess, but you're not going to waste your day following us around, right?
Of course I am. It's not a waste of my day. You are honored guests.
Weird.
What do you do for fun?
Oh, I have a rich social life outside of work. Don't you worry about that.
Sounds kinky.
Are you saying that to stay out of the crosshairs?
He says, no, I actually, believe it or not, I I may appear to have a stick up my ass for my job, but
once I
clock out, I take it out and I can really let loose.
You ever put it back in when you're...
Didn't you say he, like, a bunch of people recognized him
yeah.
when he went
yeah.
through the shady part of town?
No, we went through all parts of town,
yeah.
Of
yeah, we didn't make
he
it
didn't
to the
go,
show.
He didn't
okay.
go through the shady part. But...
Oh, okay.
We just got close to it and it turned off. Alright, well, let's go in and talk to Master Eryx, then.
Master Eryx.
Okay, so. You guys...
Wait, can we take a little bio break? I need a snack.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
sure.
Snack.
Alright, so. Toshiro follows you guys as you go across the street to the library. Open the doors and find yourself in a two-story sort of like foyer, wood paneled. There's like a couple of like welcome desks that are present at the end of the room. You don't see any books.
Are you sure this is the library?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. There's somebody at the desks.
There's a set of like large wooden doors behind the desks. So, yeah, as you walk in, they gesture you over. They say, welcome to the library. And then they see Toshiro. I'm like, oh, Toshiro, good to see you. He's like, likewise.
But you know everybody.
Anyway, they say, and they look at the four of you, the person by the desk, and they go, wait, are these them?
Uh-oh.
She was like, yes, this is the Horn and Claw.
So word is spreading.
The whole town's abuzz. We're going to have a parade here in a couple hours. We're going to be shutting down.
Yep.
So people can attend it. Have you guys seen the flyers around town?
Have we seen flyers?
No.
No, but you also haven't really been looking.
Fair enough.
What do they look like?
Oh, it just says that there's going to be an announcement of heroics and a parade today for a Horn and Claw.
Uh-huh.
They listed your names and...
Who do you think is who?
What's your name, by the way?
My name is Akemi.
Nice to meet you.
I'm going to guess... Tony.
Right?
They didn't have pictures. points at you, Shims, and says, Inari?
Correct.
Oh, no. That's not correct.
And that means you must be Shims and Taika?
I mean, two out of four.
Two out of four, yeah.
Wait, which one did I miss?
She lied.
Oh.
No, that was pretty good.
Two out of four.
Yeah.
Well,
for
normally
not knowing
I'd,
anything.
Normally I'd go into a spiel about, rates, because you are non-students. It's typically... silver piece an hour, gold piece a day, week pass for 5 gold pieces. But I've been told that as guests of the queen that you are allowed free entry into the library.
Thank you.
But
question.
She reaches into a desk and pulls out 4 green badges and hands them to each of you.
Ooh.
So this is to do the research ourselves?
This gets you into the library.
Uh-huh.
If you would like to, if you'd like assistance, which I recommend, especially if you've never been before,
yes, please.
You want to reach out to one of our scribes. They probably will charge you because that's how they make their living.
Yes.
But we have, if you see a blue badge, it's an apprentice scribe. A purple badge is a journeyman scribe, and pink badges are for master scribes. We have 12 of them on staff.
Is master scribe the same as master scholar?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
We were told to connect with Master Eryx.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, Master Eryx. Yes, he's in today.
Okay, great.
Yeah, we'd like to engage his services. Or maybe we should each get our own scribe. Mm-hmm. And
maybe we talk to him first,
and then...
Yeah,
okay.
But anyway... So yeah, I will go ahead and send an apprentice ahead to fetch Master Eryx for you. Now, typically, if you know, I'll give you the whole spiel about if your badge turned red, that means you have 5 minutes left to exit the library before it exited you for you.
Oh!
but these passes are good for the entire... there's no limit while you're here.
Thank
cool.
You. That's kind of cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, and if it's your first time here, my advice to everybody who's here for the first time is take your time looking down.
Okay.
Right. I'm very curious to see what's behind those doors.
Take your time looking down?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, so she gestures to the to the doors behind you, says, you may enter the library.
Cool. Boogie.
Thank you.
So, Toshiro nods at them, and she hands him a green badge as well that he puts on his, armor. It just sticks magically.
Cool. Magnets.
How the fuck do they work? All right, so you open the door, and you see you're in a small two-story ring-shaped room lined with books, and there's a large chandelier in the center of it and a railing around it. And as you walk towards the railing, you see a book fly up from the railing and past you, and shelves itself on a shelf behind you.
Cool.
And as you get towards the railing and look down, slowly or not, you see a large central chamber that goes 15 stories underground. You see stairs that are flying around, assembling themselves just in time for people moving up and down them. The air itself is filled with books that fly around, avoiding people as they make their way back to their shelves. And in the center of it all is this large chandelier that's just floating there magically with no visible attachments, a multi-tiered large glass device that is just magically shedding light from inside of it. And you see, as you look down into this chamber, you see people walking about, talking to other people. Everybody's wearing a badge of some color or another. After a few moments of you taking it all in, you see a smaller door appear on the wall behind you, and a young-looking person with a blue badge walks out from outside of it. Looks to be maybe a half-elf. Looks quite young, and just sort of carries himself with a he looks tired but also excited to be here. And he walks over and he says, hello, my name is Masubi, and I'm here to take you to Master Eric's.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
He says, I've been told that you are guests of the Queen. And that the parade today is somehow to do with you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what we hear, too.
Well, that's very exciting.
Yeah. Are you going to be at the parade, or do you have to work?
No, we're the whole library is shutting down for the parade.
Nice. So, that's cool.
Pretty much the whole city is going to be there. Because why not? It's an excuse to escape the drudgeries of day-to-day life and get out there and go wild.
True that.
Go wild! You gotta party hard, kid.
I am 21 years old, and I am going to make irresponsible decisions.
And you're never gonna die.
Haunt me for the rest of my life.
Isn't he half elf though? Shouldn't he look older or look younger?
Half elves mature quicker.
They live the same time span as a human.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
I assume that they lived a little bit longer.
Human plus.
They may live a little bit longer, but they mature at the same rate as humans.
Weird.
What's the middle color? It's blue is apprentice, pink is master.
Purple.
Purple? And that's journeyman?
Yeah. And you look around, it's like a lilac purple.
Ooh, cute.
Hey, he says, well, we'll take the stairs down to Master Eric's office, so if you'll follow me. He touches his hand to the banister, and you see a set of stairs floats over, and the banisters open up.
That's so cool.
Wow.
Any best practices when working with Master Eric's?
Well, Master Eric's is very nice. I'm sure you two will get along just well.
Oh, good. I always like to ask because I'm an acquired taste. I don't want to step on toes.
Then don't go dancing.
I like the cut of your jib, kid.
Tony's really showing his age right now.
Hey, would you like a hard candy, kid?
Do you like butterscotch?
Well, who doesn't?
Oh my god, I don't have some words. It's too bad I don't have that butterscotch. Like, what did I have? I had a hard candy.
Yeah, hard candy. But
from, I used it a long time ago, but I just think it'd be funny if I still had, like, yeah, that. And be like, I do have a hard candy.
Alright, so, the stairs pull up as you guys start walking down them. More stairs like start to appear in front of it, sort of spiraling down, making its way down level after level. Jarringly, after you like walk a little ways past the back of the stairs, they disappear and head off somewhere else.
Inari is not scared. Shay is scared. What happens if you jump? Will they catch you? Or?
Oh yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, we haven't had any fatalities here in a few months.
Do you actually?
Do you jump?
Oh yeah, 100%.
You jump off, and then like literally a small flotilla of books flies up and catches you in the air.
Oh,
this is so cool.
However, you are just sort of stuck there. Sorry, you're not supposed to jump. We'll have somebody retrieve you in just a moment.
I can fly. I fly over with my, like...
magical wings.
Cloak.
Oh, that's great. That's so good.
I just wanted to see.
Good thing I didn't jump.
Also, I was joking about the few months since the Vitalis thing. As far as I know, we don't think anybody's ever actually died in here. The ghost just sort of found it naturally. That's also a joke.
You know, I also like the cut of your jib. I'm not gonna let you go.
Did Shims even hear this kid say it's been a few months since we had a fatality before she jumped?
She was already booking.
She was already jumping. That's what I thought.
Midway,
like
through
swan diving.
I've wanted to jump off to see what would happen since the second we entered this room.
All right, we all like this kid, right?
Yes.
Do we want to like? I don't know, when everyone thinks we're cool, be like...
Must it be at the library, cool
yeah.
kid?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Do you like attention put your way?
I doesn't everybody?
All right, cool. Good to know. How's your social and dating life?
In our heads, I'm gonna say.
You get that one?
Yeah.
You got that one too.
Please.
He's just like, what are you doing after your special event?
I'm
gonna say in our heads, you stay away from him. He's a good boy.
I didn't mean that.
And then when he realizes, he's like, oh, I'm sorry. It's fine.
It's fine, but it could be better.
This is the most awkward interaction I've ever seen an Ari have.
I mean, who's couldn't be? Oh, look, Master Eryx is off. We're here.
Okay, yeah, we've definitely got to give him a shout out after that. I need to do some good work.
I need some good karma.
No,
she 100% wasn't. I knew she wasn't. But with these natural ones, baby.
It was like, do you, basically without asking, like...
Do you want
to
hang?
No, like, do you want people to think you're cool and, like, I don't know.
You can ride the wave of our popularity.
Mm-hmm. We can be like, we know this kid, he's cool.
Second natural one on that die, it's going to DM Dice Jail.
What dice was it?
That was so funny.
This one.
It's a pretty
die.
Mm-hmm.
Shake
it.
Oh, yeah. Fucker.
No, I mean, I've rolled many 20s on that die against you guys. It's just...
Yeah. It goes in this jail.
Oh, it should go in the jail. From both of us. From all of us.
How do I open it? Do you have to...
You just rip it open.
Rip it open? Okay.
You should put your not one die there.
You should. I don't remember what I rolled.
So it could be together.
It's jail together.
I think it was
one
this
of the
one?
Orange ones. I think it was smaller font.
This one?
No.
I don't want to.
You don't want to penalize the wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Better.
So anyway, you are. He opens the door. He steps off into one of these sort of rings that are in this underground layer levels. He walks back about 50 feet to a door in the wall. And he knocks on it and then opens it and gestures for you all to go inside.
I go in.
I also go in. Yeah.
The Shiro follows you. He's here too. So, you head inside. You find yourself in a cozy vibe. The vibe is professorial, like, but the professor in a movie, not professor in real life. You know, so not like stone walls and like a creaky old chair that the university gave them 30 years ago. But like, you know, like wood paneled room, like big cushy furniture, like
Ivy League professor.
Yeah, you know, like bookshelves with books in it. And sitting at a desk in front of you is an elderly tabaxi, torty markings. Looks a little on the scrawny side. His fur is a little kind of matted and get shown its age. But he looks up at the five of you and he says, "Oh, come in, come in."
I'm doing like a really obvious wink. I'm like,
"Oh, do you have something in your eye there, youngster?"
No, I was just so excited to see another tabaxi.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's always good to see one of our own, isn't it?
Sure is. Like.
So, what can I do for the four of you?
All right, we have a conundrum, and are trying to research things about it, and also might want your help outside of just research. I'll give him the spiel.
give you the high level version of the
spiel.
Yeah.
Fiends employing college level mm-hmm. artificers. We're looking and what they're doing, why it's bad, why we want to not have that happen, what we're doing to try to help not let that happen, and what it involves, like location, mm-hmm. planes, our plane.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like you got a lot of that figured out. What do you need me for?
We wanted to do a little more research on
Shatterrock
Island. Mm-hmm. Potentially, if something like this had been attempted before,
mm-hmm. and not just on Shatterrock, but in general, if a
just creating dimensions
plane yeah. had been attempted or to planes. Be created before.
Yeah.
Oh well, I can tell you. I mean, it happens all the time in the mortal plane. But never in such quite a scale.
Yeah.
Now, the gods, of course, have done it many times. It's yeah. divinities right now. Yeah. They obviously have done it in a way that has not destroyed the fabric of the material plane.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then...
He kind of looks over at you, Shims. It's kind of distracted for a second. So that's a mighty fine staff you have.
Huh. Thank you, I need it.
It looks freshly polished.
It is.
They take good care of
it. He says, "Is that demon horn I see on there?"
It is. We also killed that demon.
Oh, adventurers, obviously. No, that's. Mm-hmm. Every time adventurers come in my office, something wild happens.
Hopefully not too wild.
He says, "Anyway."
And then everyone rolls initiative.
He says, last time adventurers got involved, there was a whole Hexblood resurrection that happened. Yeah. It's quite the event.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's neither here nor there. So, sounds to me like your problem is of multiple parts. You need to find... you want to find more seasoned artificers, though. Uh-huh. I question if they... I mean, if they were satisfied with the artificing work, I mean, were they plucking the best and the brightest artificers from these schools, or are they plucking the D students, as we call them?
Best and brightest, for sure.
Because it might just be that they're looking for preternaturally talented people that weren't up, wedded to a particular artificing dogma. They may have wanted people with fresh minds to Yeah, this is a very unusual work, and a lot of artificers might even say it's impossible. So they might be just trying to find people that are malleable enough to do what it is they need to do.
It seemed real sus at the time.
Oh, it's always sus, I think, as you kids say it, whenever demons are doing anything.
Yeah.
But wouldn't it be good for people to at least check their work?
Well, yeah. If it's gonna potentially destroy the material plane. Yeah.
Right. I'm sure those kids are scared shitless.
Not kids, but just wanna.
And I mean, technically,
they're
the same age as
us.
As
like,
me.
Yeah.
I'm 25.
They did complete grad school.
I think technically at the beginning of this campaign, I was 21.
Yeah.
These novices.
These novitiates, yes.
Novitiates?
Novitiate, it's a not fancier word for novice.
Weird.
Interesting.
Sounds Italian.
Yeah. It does.
We don't like Italians.
Sounds like a social disease. Novitiate.
Alright, well. Well, that's a problem, perhaps. So, you know, these are preternaturally talented, but perhaps unseasoned artificers. That could be a pro, it could be a con. So obviously, one of your problems is you want to be able to go out there and check the work, but you're going to have to get permission from a demon to do that.
Well, we've got that already. Well, they know we're coming already.
And they're open to the idea.
Open-ish.
They're not going to stop us right away.
Yeah, they haven't tried to hunt us down again.
Yeah.
Also, as he started talking, he's also just sort of writing stuff with his right paw, like not even looking at the paper. And he says, so this brings us to the next problem, is that they're doing this in the middle of the most magically unpredictable area of the world, Shatter Rock Island.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be able to go there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which probably means that you two can't go there.
Well, I think they can, they just can't use magic there. Right?
So we'll need some non-magical stuff that we can use.
Do you believe they can't go there at all?
Well, if they're committed to not using any magic under any circumstances, I guess it couldn't be a problem. But
maybe we should get some anti-magic shackles to put on you just in case, so you don't accidentally.
I don't love the idea of putting our compatriots in shackles.
If you think that's necessary, then I don't think I should go at all.
Yeah, right. I don't think so.
I've got like a dagger, and I've got some claws, and I'm fast, and I can jump pretty high. It's not a total loss.
Sorry, I didn't mean shackles. I just meant like a thing to
bracelets
to help
unconnected
you
bracelets,
so that you don't accidentally cast.
I'm not gonna accidentally do anything.
Unless the Tony in a carrier. It'll have a mesh so you can see
it. It'll have like a little bubble.
Uh-huh.
A backpack.
I'm just imagining Tony in there just going, wow. he says, okay, so as he says that, the door opens and Masubi's there. He says, some of the books you requested. He says, yes, thank you, just save them on my desk. And the Masubi sets them on the desk and gives you all a big grin. Looks kind of at you for a second, Inari, just kind of grimace blushes and then sort of walks back up.
Whoops. Yeah. Got a good kid there working for you.
Oh, Masubi, he's a good kid, yeah. Mm-hmm. Not really a kid, though, he's 21.
It's true. Young man.
Younger man.
Quite talented, quite bright, that one. He's going to make a good scholar someday.
Yeah.
That's
very nice.
So anyway, where was I at? As he says that, who's to be? Your sending stone, Tony.
Okay.
Activates.
Ooh! I hit it on vibrate.
I don't even know where Tony usually keeps his sending stone.
Uh-huh.
This is Magpie coming in for Tony.
Oh, hey, Magpie.
Are you busy right now?
No, I can talk.
Master Aris.
I just put up a finger.
Oh, God.
I start talking to Master Eric's about payment while that's happening.
Well, brother, I've got great news.
Oh, what's that?
We done did it.
What you done did?
We have reincarnated Mary.
Oh, cool. That's awesome.
Shit. Cool.
You are talking to the proud parent of a new tiefling.
You're a parent?
Well, I was just using Nicole.
Don't they come back fully formed and of age?
Yes, yes, it was a joke.
Okay.
No, a fully formed adult tiefling. No plant matter at all.
Nice. Are they crazier than a shithouse rat?
Surprisingly not.
Nice.
I bet you Tony still just has his finger.
That's great news!
So I'm really sorry about this. How much do you want?
We can discuss the price after your friend's off the sending stone.
This is actually a really big deal. There was somebody who was a half-plant. Imagine being a wizard and casting on Shatterrock Island and turning into a half-plant.
No, my warning, exactly.
Yeah, so this is what this is. It's been this is like months in the making.
You hear somebody say, let me see that sending stone, magpie. No, I'm telling them the good news.
Is that Hannah in the background?
Yes. Anyway, it was thanks to my supervision and efforts.
Well, thank you for calling and letting us know. That's great news.
Well, no, Hannah wants to talk to you.
Oh, okay.
This is Hannah.
Hi, Hannah.
Is this Tony's stone?
Sure is.
Am I on speakerphone?
Well, is there any other way?
Okay, good. I just want to make sure everyone hears this. We have reincarnated Mary. She is available to talk if you'd like to talk to her.
Oh.
Sure.
Like over Sending Stone right now?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Well, I mean, this is really relevant to Master Eric, so I say we just go ahead.
Sure.
What the fuck did we want to ask this person?
What did you want to ask her?
What did you want to ask her?
I mean, let's start by making sure, like checking in how she's doing.
Yeah. She says...
Why?
Tony, guys.
I mean, you said it, but I was thinking it, to be fair.
I mean, don't we just want to know, like, what do they wish they had known before going to Shatterrock Island?
Yeah, and, like, how to get to play... I don't know.
Yeah.
Alright, so anyway, I'm gonna put... Well, her, I think, is still the appropriate pronouns, though they did come back in a different gendered body.
Wait, question. When you... And I don't know if I'm asking this to Chris or what, but, like, when you... Like, resurrect someone into a new body. It sounded like that was randomly generated.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not resurrection.
It's reincarnation.
It's not, yeah, it's different spells.
It's the druid version of resurrection, where instead of bringing them back in their body, you bring them back in a completely random body that can be any
That's
species
crazy.
Or gender or anything.
I thought you had to just have a body.
Well, and that's why they did reincarnate instead of resurrection, because they weren't sure if they resurrected Mary, if she would come back in her plant body or not.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Because even if they torched her, like, you cremated her down to ash and then did a true resurrection, it might still have resurrected the plant body version of her, so.
You'd have to kill her again.
That's what you don't want to do.
And just keep killing her and killing her.
Tony, you are in
there
a mood
so
tonight.
Resurrection.
Master Eryx does perk up, though, at the mention that this is a person who has been reincarnated, who was mutated at Shatterrock Island. So he seems less annoyed by Tony's finger.
I put Tony's hand down.
Oh, yeah, you can talk too if you'd like.
God damn it, Tony. I am so sorry.
Anna says, well, anyway, glad to see you all are still the same people that left me. I'm gonna put Mary on now.
All right, thank you, Hannah.
Yep.
And have we told Master Eryx that this is the person?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is Mary. I'm still adjusting to this body, so.
How are you doing?
How are you feeling?
A lot better than I was previously, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. And you're okay to talk right now?
Yeah, it's it feels good to be able to talk in something that's articulate and not just the sound of a plant screaming.
Mm. Yeah, imagine.
Yeah.
It's alright, I was pretty drugged up for most of the last 10 years, and so a lot of it's just sort of a black blur.
Mm.
That's good. At least you had they had you drugged up for that.
Yes, well, I'm told that you all are to partially thank for me being reincarnated. So the first thing I wanted to do was extend my truest and most
sincere.
Yes, thank you. I'm sorry, I'm still a little frazzled from everything, but yes, my most sincere thanks.
Nothing.
No.
Happy to help.
So I hear that you all are potentially planning a mission to shatter Rock Island.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. There's some bad shit potentially going down.
Mm-hmm.
And that some of you are spellcasters.
Yep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I won't be there.
It's true. How far into the island did you guys make it?
So, the island is comprised of an outer set of islands. And then there's channels that go into the inner islands, which islands are kind of maybe a bad name for them. A lot of them are nothing more than just large rocks. But the weather in the interior part of the island is quite unpredictable, and so we'd left our big boats on the edge of the outer islands and then proceeded further inward via a smaller, three-person sailboat. But even that was destroyed when it was... When a sudden gale sprung up and threw it into a collection of rocks.
Mm-hmm.
There was a magical storm that came one day that seemed to grow in intensity as we got closer to the center. Our magical items stopped working altogether.
Did things like potions work?
We didn't try, but I'd assume that it'd be unpredictable. Our sending stones exploded.
Oh yeah, we can't take those.
Did they explode just based on the fact that they were magical, or when you tried to use them?
I think it was when we were receiving a message from the spire.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was an incoming call.
So at what point did magic start to get weird? As you were boating up to the outer islands, or once you'd gotten past the outer ring?
Once we got past the outer ring and got into the inner ring, that's when things got really weird. We couldn't make it past the outer ring via big boat, but it wasn't until we got to the inside that... Once the magical storm started to hit us, that's when things got fuzzy. There are also... strange mutated creatures that live on the outer islands and on some of the rocky isles in the interior.
What does that mean? What, like, monstrosities? Or, like, six-limbed humanoids?
Creatures like me up until earlier today.
Oh my god. That's something, huh?
Well, so probably other people that had gone there.
A magic user.
Oh
yeah.
God.
One was a. There were some that were a plant. There was a one that looked to be a half crab, half shark.
Oh.
That attacked us with its teeth and its pinchers. It was about the size of a horse.
Oof.
But that's when. Well, I guess I should back up. Donovan, poor Donovan. We were being attacked by the mutants, and Donovan tried to cast a flying spell, and they spontaneously combusted into a ball of fire, completely incinerating him and killing Edbert. Edbert was on the spot reincarnated as a human.
Which is crazy.
He was a halfling before. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so I was fighting those mutant sharks, and in a fit of panic, I cast Lightning Bolt. But it was super effective, and I felt invigorated as if I'd had a haste spell cast on me. And so I just thought I'd figured it out. I was able to cast Water Walk. I had them on the ropes. And then it was just a banal magic missile spell. I cast it, instead of the missiles coming out, I felt myself growing plant limbs, and, well, that's kind of when everything got dark.
Hmm. Did you notice anything different before you did that, or do you think it was just random?
In hindsight, everything was just random. Hmm. I think I got lucky for those first few things, and unlucky at the end. But, I've been awake now for a few hours, recovered, I was chatting with Magpie, who's I'm told is the sibling of one of you.
Me.
Oh, you've got quite the sibling there.
Yeah, she's pretty great.
We are going to team up. We've preserved my old body. And we're going to use that. Me, Hannah, Magpie, and one of the artificers that Magpie knows. We're gonna team up and see if we can't find some way of shielding the magic users from these effects.
Ooh. Cool.
That's awesome.
It's not gonna take a day or a week. It's gonna take some time, but we also know that we're under a crunch, so we're gonna work on it as quick as we can. And apparently, you're gonna talk to some Professor McAwee about it as well. So
great.
And apparently, one of your siblings is also an abjuration expert. So, Wisp, I think their name was.
Yeah, we've got all the schools of magic in our family.
Talented family.
It's true.
Huh. Interesting. So I will look at Master Eric's then, and because he's been listening to this whole thing, right? Mm-hmm.
Taking copious notes.
Yeah. So is there someone you could put on this same track to help them out, shielding a magic user from wild magic?
He grabs a cane from next to his desk and uses it to help himself up. He says, "Well, I'd very much like to go and help out with this effort."
Oh, great. Cool.
He says, "It's been some time since I left Hokkaido, and this just sounds exciting."
It is. It nice. Is very exciting.
And it sounds like the fate of the world may in some ways depend on it.
It definitely does.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's of such interest to me, I shall do it pro bono.
Hey, nice. Who among your peers at the 12 level would you recommend that we talk to next, since you're on a walkabout?
What sort of things are you looking to research?
I mean, same vein. Oh, God. Right? Like, I forgot. Anything that we talked about before this conversation happened? I don't remember.
I mean, we want to know as much as we can about Shadow Rock Island. We also want to know about other attempts to create a new plane and some of the things we might encounter, or that the demons might encounter that they're not expecting, like kind of the surprising things that happen during that process. Yeah.
What I'll do is I've got a staff of journeymen and apprentices, and I can put them on these questions and stay in coordination with them. I don't know if there's going to be answers for that. No one, as far as I know of, has created a plane bigger than a two-story house, or a, not a two-story house, there's a magnificent mansion, but bigger than a manor.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things where it's very easy to make a small pocket dimension. Bag of holding essentially is a small pocket dimension, but it takes an exponential amount of power the bigger it gets. Mm. So, you know.
Didn't we hear at one point that the island is a one and done type of situation?
That this is going to suck up all the power?
So I let him know that it seems like maybe they're using the island itself to power this.
Oh, yeah. So I got that from Inari's explanation, but...
You did.
Mm-hmm. Because we...
But, I mean, it makes sense. They would need a, you know... Typically, historically, only deities have had the power to make an entire plane. It takes a power beyond most mortal reckoning. So,
could we engage a deity or are they gone?
No, there's dozens, right?
I mean, mm-hmm. Could we get a deity to create a plane for them?
I don't know.
You'd have to somehow contact the deity and get them to talk to you. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Is that an option?
Maybe we could talk to
Maishiha?
Yeah. Or Yukio?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anybody can roll me a religion. Anybody can roll me a religion check if you would like.
Yeah.
Why not? Ooh, super good.
Super 8.
Ass. God damn it.
6. 15.
Can I use my coin? I feel like I don't know if this is a good use of a coin.
It's probably. 20,
so. Like, I have good.
Yeah.
I think I'll use my coin too, just for
fun. Oh, you metagamers. you 20 till 8 metagamers. One day this is going to bite you in the ass.
It didn't help today. I mean, using my coin didn't help today.
Well, that's fucking worse.
Yeah, it was worse for me too. But
what was your higher results?
15.
I'll flesh you.
Ooh.
So I make it.
So that's an 18.
And that makes you feel religious, I guess.
You have a religious experience with Jim's flash.
Lols.
It's the flash is just like baby Jesus or something.
I call the left one Jesus and the right one the Virgin Mary.
I got the spirit.
All right, so Tony, you know that 101 years after the... gods arrived in the mortal plane, the first one left, and 101 years after that, the last of them left.
Okay.
And since then, they have not directly spoken to any single person, as far as
we're
you know.
Important enough.
And in fact, many religious scholars it's debate why they left, and it's considered the last great question about religion.
I want to be a religious class in the next.
Is there a way for us to go to another plane where they do exist?
So they have what are called divinities. They're their own planes. And as far as you know, no living mortal has been allowed to go there.
Okay.
Look at him not look at you.
Selective opinion.
Maybe I'll play a paladin next time.
Or the DM was like, you motherfuckers went to the plains of gods. You can't do that again.
I mean, it's been two. I mean, how many campaigns have we actually had a religious person interested in playing a religious
Fair
character?
Enough. Yeah.
A lot?
No.
So, I mean, that's something potentially to look into, is what are the dangers of going to one of those divine planes? Has anyone ever tried it? What happened to them? Assuming they weren't successful, why?
I mean, is there any literature on people attempting to plane shift to a... Well, you can't plane shift if you don't have something from that plane, so...
Yeah.
But it seems like there... Well, wouldn't there be, like, divine artifacts?
Only if the gods let them exist.
Yeah, so shouldn't there be something?
What about the god touched owl?
The god touched owl was touched by the god while they were still on the mortal plane.
Right, so it's not from
that plane.
Right, yeah. But is there something? So I guess that's the question.
With your 20, you're not aware of anything, and as far as you know, nobody has visited their new plane since they've been created.
Okay.
Well, I mean, we could ask Yashiro, and honestly, Yukio, sorry, and we could ask Kanna. I know she's not, you know.
But she's on the phone right now.
Yeah, we could just...
Yeah, I'm here too.
We could just say, is this even something that would be worth trying in your religion kind of thing? Yeah.
Hey, I says, well, I can definitely, you know, include this in my prayers. Can't hurt.
Yeah, it's worth trying.
I also am curious if people have been in touch with deities, but they were so religious and were told not to say anything. Mm. So, I mean...
Master Eric says, well, that's possible. There's been lots of so-called calamity sightings over the years. But unfortunately, typically the people that report them are the least trustworthy people you can think of. They're japesters and pranksters and otherwise known as characters.
Well, do you think that maybe calamity would visit those people because they aren't trustworthy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
And there's, as far as we can tell, there is some sort of compact amongst the gods to not meddle in mortal affairs.
Well, obviously calamity doesn't give a shit about that.
But... You know, when there was a siege outside of New Haven a few years ago, all the siege implements miraculously turned into phalluses.
Dildos.
Dildos.
Best scholarly theories on that is that a bunch of calamity worshippers went there, and there was about 100 of them that cast the divine intervention spell, and each one of those has about a 10% chance.
Calamity turned all the enemy army's weapons into dildos.
Oh.
So-called loophole in the role.
Loopholing a role?
Loophole in the rule.
Oh. Yeah.
Gods can't interfere in mortal affairs, but there's a spell that lets them. And so if you get 100 of their followers together that are able to cast the spell.
Okay.
After the session, I have other things to tell you.
So, I mean, it doesn't sound like that's a likely thing, but I just wanted to kind of talk through, is that a possibility? So it's, I mean, it's not not a possibility, but it's not going to be easy.
Mm-hmm.
Master Eric reaches into his desk and pulls out a large rock. He says, here, let's tap sending stones.
Nice.
I'll tap it too.
I haven't seen one of those.
Right.
I haven't seen one of those in such a long time.
Oh, they make them so thin these days, but I like the heft of an old one.
Yeah, right?
Well, it's probably got all your contacts in it. It's not like you could transfer those.
That's true, actually.
What are you going to do? You're stuck with the one you get.
Yeah.
One more question. Can't, like, how does one become a deity?
Nobody knows.
Apparently
Calamity, as far as we can tell, was immortal that became a deity, but nobody knows how.
Huh.
And then as a deity, she made a deity out of Chalik, the god of literature and poetry.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody knows how she did that either, or why she just made him and nobody else. These are questions that...
Operates on vibes alone.
These are questions that scholars spend hours debating, days of their lives debating, and
understandable.
No firm conclusions, one way or the other.
Okay.
So.
This is so interesting. All right. Are we good?
So Master Eryx is going to go hang out with Magpie and Mary and Hannah.
And his minions are going to research stuff for us.
Yeah, and we're going to go get some potions. Lotions, unctions.
All right. Well, keep in touch. He says to the phone that Magpie says, "Where are you?" And she says, "We're in an oracle." She says, "Yeah, been some time, but I think I can make my way there."
Cool. Hannah, yes. Thanks for all your work on this.
Oh, yeah. It's the whole stake of the world's at stake, so.
Yeah. Sure enough.
Hope to see you soon in person.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds like I'll be heading to Ajuba next.
Nice.
Cool.
So, you hang up the phone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Master X says, "Well, you guys can see ourselves now. I'll be traveling to Spazia on a more direct route."
Okay. Does somebody tell us, or do we, leave our sending stone information for someone to contact us when the research has been completed?
Oh, we tapped sending stones with him.
But he's not going to be here.
He's in charge.
Okay. He has ways
of... Oh, you're still coordinating it. Okay. You're going to let us know. Sorry.
Oh, good question.
So potions.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's go.
So you open the door to his office, and you find yourself actually it exits right back out into the very top ring.
Cool.
Nice.
Look at you, so fancy.
All right. So you leave and go out to find a potion shop.
Uh huh.
Not too far away, you are in a college kind of section, so you see a shot of healing.
A what?
Shot of healing.
Oh, that's the name of the shop.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Okay.
And as you come inside, you see walls just completely lined with little shot-sized vials.
Okay.
And a tiefling sitting behind the counter who looks baked out of his gourd.
Yeah, but, that's funny. Sup, bro?
He says, "I don't know why you're talking like that, but welcome to the shot of healing."
What do you say?
He's not here if he just looks like that.
Yeah.
He says, what sort of potions are y'all in the mood for today?"
I'm looking for, Potion of Heroism.
Oh, yeah, that's a pretty popular one amongst you adventuring types.
Yeah.
How many of those, do you have in stock?
Yeah.
Oh, let me check my inventory here, man.
In our heads, I say, is the plan to go throughout the whole city and clear out every potion shop?
I've got 62 in stock.
This shit's so easy to get.
He says they're 500 gold pieces a piece, so that would be 3,100 gold pieces.
I was just curious.
Enough for you guys. I'd make it... did I say 3,100? I meant 31,000.
No.
Sorry.
I'm just going to take two.
But for you, I'd make it 30,000.
Oh, that's very generous.
So that means you'll give me two at 400 apiece?
No, I'll give you two at what did I quote you on them?
300 apiece.
500 apiece, right. Oh, yeah, 500 apiece.
Okay.
So
with a discount.
Be 1,000 gold apiece. Well, if you're buying my whole stock, my whole 62 potions, yeah, give you a discount then. But...
Of only 1,000 gold?
I don't know, man. You just walked in here and started quoting numbers at me.
I'll take two.
I'll take two as well.
All right. I'll be 1,000 gold pieces apiece.
Okay.
I'm going to pay you at the end here, so just set it on the counter.
Okay. He does.
I'll buy... How many does that put you at?
I'm at 4.
I'll buy 1.
All right, that'd be 500 gold pieces. What about you with the dark and gloomy staff?
Two?
Two?
How many? Oh, no. That was like a peace sign. Sorry. How many are we each having? Because, like, I already have three, so I don't know if I need to buy any.
I bought an extra just to get to four, just to, since we're here. But if you don't, I feel like if you don't want to buy one, don't buy one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you don't need one, you don't need one.
I'm also going to get some healing potions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And refill my invulnerability potion and check in on the maximized power.
What
Yeah.
What level of healing potion do you need?
How much are your supreme?
Those are a bargain at 5,000 gold pieces.
A bargain.
Okay, I'll take one of those.
Oh, wow. We get to go home early today.
Do you have any superior?
We get a lot of those. Those are 500 pieces a piece.
Okay, I'll take two of those.
All right.
So we're up to 6,000 just for the... Okay. Okay. And...
Did you say you lost your tits?
No.
What you looking for?
One of my potion things.
Uh-huh. Also, I'll get a couple common potion of healing.
Which one?
Invulnerability. Oh, I think about it.
Couple what?
Common.
Oh, the regular?
Yeah.
Cool, those are 50 apiece.
Okay. So that's 100.
I'll do two graders.
That'll be a 200 apiece.
200 apiece?
No, 200 total, I'm sorry.
Nice.
I'm just really excited about going home early today.
You're welcome.
I'll buy one supreme.
Oh, wow, I get to go home extra early. It'll be 5,000 gold pieces.
Mm-hmm. How much is a potion of speed?
He says, that's a good question. Let me check my potion catalog here. Those are 5,000 gold pieces. Though I recommend not doing them one after the other.
I'll just take one.
You'll just speed right off of the edge of the map.
Thank you.
What about invulnerability?
He says, those are only 500 gold pieces.
Okay, I'll get three.
All right.
I'll get two.
I love it when some well-heeled people make their way down to down to the Daigaku campus town. That's
Daigaku campus town. When do we get our boons? What day do we get our boons?
The seventh day.
Okay. So how much is an oil of sharpness?
Those are 5,000 gold pieces.
Okay.
But they make your weapon like really sharp.
It's a +3 to your weapon.
So it's +3. It doesn't add on to, so it replaces. So if you have a +2 weapon, it makes it a +3 weapon.
Oh.
FYI.
So I have a +8 right now because I don't have a plus on mine.
Correct. So it would give you +3.
Yeah. So it would be +11.
Yeah.
And then I take my potion of stone giant strength and my potency, giving myself a 26 strength.
Yes.
And then my plus to hit will be 16?
A lot. It also add +3 to the damage.
Even better. It's a +7 to hit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want one of those.
Cool.
What about max? Oh, sorry, were you saying something?
Oh, no. You're approaching a maximum power, I think you were going to say?
Yeah.
Those are only 500 gold pieces. You guys seem like you're good for it.
I'll get two.
Yeah.
Cool.
I know we talked about discounts earlier, but seeing that we're buying so much, do you have any deals or anything going on? Any seasonal sales?
Seasonal sales.
Well, I tell you what. I'll throw in one free potion at random.
Mm. Each?
Total. But it's completely at random. It could be a common potion. It could be a legendary potion.
I think it should be each.
Well, I don't know. This is kind of fun.
Well, but if it's completely random.
To drop 16,000 gold, I want a random one for me.
Yeah, and I might be giving you a 50,000 gold piece potion.
I want one of my own.
I mean, you don't have to play the game. I could just keep all the potions and not give you a free one.
I'm interested in the game.
Yeah, me too.
Fine. I'm more interested in a sure bet, but...
What if it's just a common, we get two of it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That makes me
just
feel...
Wait and check.
That makes me feel slightly better.
She gets advantage on those, right?
Yeah. Oh, because the perfume was...
Oh,
is his,
yeah!
Is his challenge rating one or lower?
I was waiting for you to make a charisma roll.
Okay, what persuasion? 30?
Okay.
Okay, cool. Does that make it a little better? Okay. This is fun. It's probably going to be common. But...
Probably. Yum.
This is fun. It's like gambling.
Oh, shit. Wait, I wasn't
divided. Are they in any order?
Not saying.
Wait, are we doing this now, or can we keep buying?
You can keep buying.
Okay.
Do I have to be the one to choose?
Yep.
Do we want to do this now?
No, you finish your shopping. You'll be at the end.
How much is a potion of advantage?
Only 100 gold pieces.
What's
nice.
That?
You take it, and you get advantage on one ability check, attack roll, or saving throw within the next hour.
How many?
You buy one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice. How many, can you have unlimited potions going on at the same time? Or?
Yeah. Mm. There's an optional rule that says you can't, but I don't follow that rule, because why?
What is the optional? It says that you can't have multiple
effects.
Oh, it says
if you mix potion effects, there's, like, unpredictable side effects.
That's douchey.
That's not fun.
No.
That's for DMs that want to limit their player's power. Obviously, I gave up on that ghost a long time ago.
That is not the game you play. I think that's it. That was the last one I wanted.
How about you?
How much is a potion of speed?
That is 5,000 gold pieces.
That's pretty good. It applies the haste spell on you.
With no advantage, or with no concentration required, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No concentration is pretty good.
Cool. I already bought one.
What does it do again? I just assumed it upped your speed.
I'm distracted. I'm sound.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's worth it. With no concentration, so you can't get biffed out of it, so you've got it for a minute. Yeah. Yeah, because the problem with haste is you get biffed out of it, and then you're down for a round, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, are you actually shuffling them or flipping them?
I'm shuffling them.
Ah! Yes! That's even better. I like it that you're shuffling them. That makes me happy.
You said it's 500?
5,000.
5,000.
So,
yeah, grab one.
16,100 is 1,610 in platinum, right?
Yeah. 1,610.
This is no money at all. That was less than half of the platinum that I have. Basically, I just spent the money that I won yesterday.
Mm-hmm. All right, any other potions for you guys before we give you your random bonus potion of randomness?
Is there any potion that gives you a bonus to your AC?
Let me look.
Potion of speed gives you haste, which gives you
plus
2 AC.
It does give you
plus
2.
Yeah.
But you don't need it.
The potion of mage armor sets your AC to 13, but
yeah,
plus your dex.
Oh wait, what's your deck?
I feel like a nice deck should be really kind of. Nice. I don't think it is. I don't think it's very high. It's only plus 2.
That's the only AC potion aside
that
from
that. Give you
AC.
A 1, right though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. That's it for me.
Alright, well, are we ready to go?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone got their potions?
Yeah.
Yep.
From Shot of Healing, the store I run.
It's a good store.
Cut the deck. And then you get the top potion. And you get the top potion.
Of course.
Is it S?
Yeah. Potion of False Aura. When you drink this potion, you change the way you appear to spells and effects that detect creature types. You appear as true neutral humanoid. This effect lasts for 24 hours. It's not ass, but...
Nah.
We have two of them?
It's uncommon.
Ah!
Oh, uncommon.
But since you rolled a 30, fine. You have another one that you can give to somebody.
Ooh, what is it?
Same one.
Oh, I see. I don't really need one.
I don't need one either, because I've got the hat.
Well, then just give yourself two.
Yeah.
Change the way you appeared.
Can we sell it back to him?
Well, no, but we can sell it to somebody else.
Or if you come back tomorrow.
He won't remember us tomorrow.
Right.
Change the way you appear to spell and effects that detect creature types. Do those, like, does a hat of disguise change how you appear to spell?
Probably not.
No.
I mean, it could help. I guess there's...
It would be far more useful for, like, an undead or an evil person.
Right. I feel like...
It could be quite valuable, though, in the right...
Yeah,
right.
Situation.
So it might be something you could trade to somebody in the future.
Oh, yeah. I've been saving this to put on the new book.
Oh,
or
nice.
In the new book.
That's great. I love that sticker.
It's so good.
Alright, well, anything else? Otherwise, I'm going to close up shop early and go to this parade.
Yeah, I wonder who it's for.
Yeah.
Oh, it's for some sort of... I'm guessing it's some sort of, like, giant beast, because it's, like, something with horns and claws, but...
Oh, cool!
Yeah. Have you heard anything about it other than that?
No, just people have been coming in and out and being like, what's this horn and claw? Why is there a parade? And everyone's pretty stoked about it, because, you know, we get a half day at work today and most of the rest of the week off, but...
Yeah, cool. Well, maybe we'll see you there.
Cool, I'll keep an eye out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, come again.
You have like a mascot situation with the horn and claw theme.
It's your staff.
that's the mascot.
Oh no, it's just this giant, disturbing fucking mascot with this doom claw, this doom staff, horn and claw. All right, so Toshio says, all right, well, we do have to make our way. Back to Kyuden to get you guys ready for the parade. So,
right. Cool. Let's do it.
Shall we take off?
I paid the money. I bought an extra two potions of advantage, so I have a total of three now.
Cool. Alright, and so he leads you back towards the palace area to start the parade, and that's where we'll pick up next
week.
Yay!
And don't forget, we're playing a day early next week.
Thank you.
So we've had our Friday vibes. Now we're going to find out what our Saturday vibes are.
Thank you.
Nope.
Okay, so that'll be a Sunday at like 3 a.m. for me?
Yeah, it'll be the same time, just a day earlier.
Gucci.
Cool.
I really appreciate that you make these, but I don't use them, so I'll give those back to you.
You want me to put them in your folder?
I have mine on my notes.
On my notes?
On my notes.